From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama says a new arms control treaty ratified by the Senate today will make the U.S. safer and enhance its leadership. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama has made the treaty a top priority during the lame duck session.
President Obama calls the new START treaty the most significant arms control pact in two decades. He praised both Democrats and the 13 Republicans who voted in favor of the deal.
This all speaks to a tradition of bipartisan support for strong American leadership around the world. And that's a tradition that was reinforced by the fact that the new START treaty won the backing of our military and our allies abroad.
The treaty requires both the U.S. and Russia to reduce their strategic nuclear weapons by about a third over 7 years. It also puts in place a verification process to replace one that expired late last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Congress has signed off on a $4.2 billion aid package for first responders and others sickened as a result of the September 11th terror attacks. The measure, which after being voted on by the Senate cleared the House, has now been sent on to President Obama. It provides money to both monitor rescue and cleanup workers and treat illnesses related to Ground Zero. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says approval of the measure could not come at a better time.
This is the day we've all been working towards and waiting for. Our Christmas miracle has arrived.
Legislation would continue a victim's compensation fund for another 5 years and cover lost wages and other costs associated by those left ill by toxins associated with the World Trade Center attack. 6 days of rain has left many waterways in Southern California swollen and in some cases overflowing. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates says venues used for fun and for business have been affected by the weather.
Weather authorities say the San Diego River has reached its highest point in 30 years this week, the result of nonstop rain for the past 6 days. The already saturated ground gave way on Wednesday as additional heavy storms hit San Diego County, resulting in some flooding. Rising water at the Premier Inn on Hotel Circle, near many tourist attractions, caused emergency personnel to evacuate about 50 guests and staff by boat on Wednesday morning. SeaWorld closed because of the weather and resultant traffic challenges. And predictably, the number of weather-related traffic accidents has risen sharply. In good weather, the California Highway Patrol says it gets between 50 to 75 crashes a day. On Tuesday, it reported 343 in 10 hours. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Instead of existing homes gained ground last month, another sign the economy's ending the year on a more upbeat note than it started. National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes were up 5.6% in November to 4.68 million. Stocks rose modestly today on strength in the financial sector, signs of the economic improvement bolstering financial shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 26 points. The Nasdaq was up 3 points. The S&P 500 rose 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. Food and Drug Administration officials say Abbott Labs is recalling some 359 million of its diabetic test strips. The recall due to the fact the strips in some cases can apparently give falsely low blood sugar readings. According to the FDA, that could prompt some diabetes patients to try to raise their blood sugar levels unnecessarily or fail to detect high blood sugar levels. In Chicago, two firefighters were killed today battling a three-alarm blaze in an abandoned building. As many as 14 others were injured when, as NPR's David Chaper reports, part of the building gave way.
Neighbors say squatters and homeless people often went into the single-story brick building to seek shelter from the cold. Chicago fire officials say that's why close to a dozen firefighters went into the vacant burning building. While they were inside searching for possible fire victims, the roof and a wall collapsed, trapping several of the firefighters. More than 100 firefighters responded to the Mayday call, quickly dug out their trapped colleagues, and rushed them to hospitals. The Cook County Medical Examiner pronounced two of them dead. Fire officials say more than a dozen other firefighters are hospitalized, some in serious to critical condition. Coincidentally, this tragedy comes on the 100th anniversary of the deadliest fire in the Chicago Fire Department's history. 21 firemen were killed in the Union Stockyards fire December 22, 1910. David Chaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The government is expanding a recall involving Ford Windstar minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's begun an engineering analysis of more than half a million of the vans built between 1999 and 2003 to look at possible corrosion concerns. Ford's already issued a recall involving nearly 600,000 minivans built in the U.S. and Canada. It reports corrosion of the vans' rear axles could cause them to break. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support.